Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
This is Not Your Mother's Menopause. I'm Dr. Fiona Lovely. Welcome to our session. We are currently discussing the most commonly prescribed medication of perimenopause. And this is our part two. We're going to talk about the proton pump inhibitors, the stomach acid stoppers, and other indigestion medication that you can potentially be prescribed during this time. So this is a very, very common thing. I see women in my office every day that are being given these medications. And, you know, the thing that we need to consider about this is that the stomach acid is there for a reason. And usually studies have shown the problem is not that we have too much acid, it's that we have not enough. And because of that, the food that goes into our stomach actually putrefies. It does not break down properly. And that's what the acid in our stomach is meant to produce for us, is the chemical digestion of our protein, our food. And when there's not enough acid to do that, the food just sits in your tummy and goes undigested until after a certain time it actually gets passed into the intestines. And of course, when the food is not properly digested, passed into the intestinal tract, then you can have problems with diarrhea, constipation, or ill absorption of the nutrient that's in your food. And, you know, we always have to remember that food is meant to be the fuel for the machine of our bodies. And I think we really forget that sometimes, especially when you look at how the way that women are worried about their weight or willpower, or can I eat this, or should I eat this, or should I not eat that? You know, all of those things are just sort of do a number to us. They make it more of a, we become more of a head case about our food than just simply looking at it as the nutrients that we need to create our bodies and to run our bodies. Very much like the gasoline that you'd put in your car. You don't want to put dirty gas in there. You don't want to put low grade gas in there, because then you'll get a low grade output. So really simple way to look at it, but it's very true. Anyways, to go back to the proton pump inhibitors, those are those common medications. And if you are not sure if your medication is actually part of that, I would say Google that. So food putrefies in the stomach, goes on to cause more troubles in the gastrointestinal tract. So the question is, well, why would we have not enough acid instead of too much? And it's because we are chronically dehydrated. And on top of that, we're adrenally fatigued. And those two things can work a number on the cells, the goblet cells of the stomach lining that actually produce the hydrochloric acid that chemically digests our food. So easy thing to do is just make sure you're drinking enough water, 2 to 3 liters a day, depending on your body weight. And that's just water. Beer doesn't count. Coffee doesn't count. Herbal tea does. So if it doesn't have any caffeine in it, then it does count towards your water count. But otherwise, clear, clean source water is your best bet here. You know, the other thing that I think is really interesting is that studies have also shown that symptoms like heartburn are actually a thirst mechanism. Now, I'm willing to bet there's a lot of you out there that have asked the question of your healthcare provider and have not heard that as the answer as to why you have heartburn. Usually you're told it's because you have acid in your throat coming from your stomach because there's too much in your stomach. Well, another thing that happens there is we have a ring of muscle at the top of our stomach. That's the cardiac sphincter. And it can lose tone if your brain is not functioning properly. And of course, the brain not functioning properly is a very common thing as well, whether it was a concussion that you've had, or potentially you've had learning disabilities or ADD, ADHD, or maybe even a neurodegenerative concern like MS or Parkinson's. Things like that can really affect things. Also, if you don't have your blood sugar in check, and I'm not talking about the people with diabetes, I'm just talking about regular folks back in the afternoon, and then I don't eat again until 11 o'clock the next morning. The problem with that is that your body goes into famine mode. Which means that A, you launch a stress response that's ongoing until you break the fast. And also, when your blood sugar takes highs and lows like that, it's really hard on the brain function, and it causes system-wide problems, really. So making sure that you're eating smaller than 3 meals a day, more regular meals, 4 or 5 snack-like meals a day instead of 3 large meals a day, can really go a long way into making sure that your blood sugar stays balanced, and then your hormones can also stay balanced. This is a huge thing for women in perimenopause. So really, the other thing I want to say about these medications is that, you know, we have the acid in our stomach for a reason. Not only does it chemically digest our food, but it's needed to assimilate the minerals that come from our food, specifically and most importantly, calcium, magnesium for bone health. And bones are not just the the hanger for our meat suit, if you will, but they're actually the storage for the very specific fuel that's used by the heart muscle cells, and that's calcium. And so what happens is when you take these medications long-term, osteoporosis can be the resulting effect. And I just don't think enough women are hearing that when they're being prescribed these medications for short-term effect. Even more terrifying is I just recently heard from a patient that she was prescribed an anti-inflammatory medication, which she hadn't been able to take previously because it upset her tummy. But now there was a new version of it that was actually coated in one of these acid-stopping medications so that it could actually pass through without causing stomach irritation. I can't even tell you, that is just some kind of crazy Frankenstein medication right there. It scares the crap out of me when I hear about things like that. Anyways, so we need the stomach acid in order to get the minerals that our body needs for cellular function. And of course, I just mentioned two of them, but there's a whole host of them that are super important. So to talk about the spiritual piece of this particular medication, or the issues that got you to the place where you thought you needed these types of medications, is, again, water, clean source water. Increase the water in your life, honey. Decrease the bullshit. You need to increase the authenticity of you, because being someone else's version of you makes your stomach sour and gives you heartburn. I think that's a really good place to end today. I so appreciate you listening. Listen to the words that I've said. This comes from many, many years of working with women and seeing the kind of stuff that we deal with every day without taking very good care of ourselves, because we have some sort of spiritual need to take care of others first. I suppose it's an evolutionary need more than anything, but I'm hoping that we're learning better to do things better earlier so that we can have a quality of life. So appreciate you. Please go to my website for more information, drlovely.expert. Stop on our Facebook page, Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense page. Leave a comment. What do you want to hear me talk about? Until next time, thank you.
P.S. ladies, these podcasts, this series of podcasts, is meant to be a dialogue or information for you to open the conversation about why it is you may be experiencing these particular things and why you may have been prescribed the medication that you have. Please don't elect yourself off this medication. Speak to your prescribing physician about what the alternatives are for you and what you're experiencing. Be safe always. Thank you.
The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.